Blog Talk Radio.
Can you only imagine? Can you imagine just standing before the king? Oh, I can only imagine what it would be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine, yeah, what might I see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. I could only
To God be the glory. I can only imagine. Can you imagine coming face to face with Jesus Christ? My God, I'm like Tamela, man. I just don't know what I would do. I don't know if I will weep, if I will fall at his feet, if I would just begin to worship, if I would begin to shout out hallelujah, if I would just begin to just. I just don't know. I believe I would just be totally overwhelmed, amen, to be able to fall at the feet of Jesus and see him face to face. But one day we will see our Savior face to face. Amen. Well, praise God. This is the day. This is the day the Lord has made. We are rejoicing and being glad in it. This is Pastor Rebecca, joined by Pastor. Joined by Pastor Anthony for our time of prayer. God bless you, honey. I know you're on the road. Your line is open. I don't know if you wanted to just greet the people before we go into prayer.
Yeah, to God be the glory. I'm in transit, looking forward to intercessory prayer tonight. We thank God for the power of prayer, the prayer of faith. God is faithful, and as we 2 weeks away from closing out this year, we know that on the brink of the birth of Jesus Christ's birthday, the Spirit of God is heavy and moving in the earth realm, and we just thank God that in our personal lives and corporate lives, God's power is at work. So we're going to pray tonight, and I'm sure God's going to be glorified.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. So we're going to go to the Word. We're going to go to the book of Luke. Drive carefully, honey. We're going to go to the book of Luke, chapter 1, verse 26, just to read this scripture in our hearing as we near the celebration of Christmas, the birth of Christ, amen, our Savior. Luke, chapter 1, verse 26, and it reads, "And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word, and the angel departed from her. My God, I love that text. I just preached from this text on Sunday at the end of our Christmas play, which we put on our musical, Christ the Savior is Born. Hallelujah. Christ the Savior is Born. And that was also the name of the sermon that the Lord had me to preach. And we came from this text. And even today, God wants us to continue to be reminded, my God, of the miraculous birth of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. And God told me, even as I was coming to the prayer line, God told me to tell you that this is the season of the miraculous. This is the season for miracles, amen. This is the season for miraculous breakthrough. This is the season for miraculous manifestation. So get ready, get ready, get ready. God is getting ready to show up and show out in the middle of your situation. God's getting ready to give some of you a divine visitation. God is coming to your house. Amen. Just like the angel came to Mary and let Mary know that she had been chosen, that she had been handpicked by God for a blessing, for a breakthrough. Amen. That she was blessed, that she was highly favored. And God wants us to know tonight that we are blessed and highly favored. Amen. Hold your head up. Square your shoulders. Walk through life with courage, with boldness. When Mary was afraid because of the angel and what the angel was saying, the angel said, don't be afraid, Mary, my God, hallelujah. And God is saying, don't be afraid, don't be intimidated by what God is getting ready to do in your life. Some of us cannot receive what God has for us because we have been apprehended by the spirit of intimidation. And God is saying, you got to shake off fear. You got to walk through fear. You have to rebuke fear, my God, because God says, I have not given you a spirit of fear, a spirit of intimidation that comes from the devil, but I have sent you a spirit of love, a spirit of power, a spirit of sound mind that comes through the Holy Ghost, my God. And that's what the angel said to Mary when she was troubled at his saying and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this would be. He said, don't be afraid because you found favor with God and you will conceive in your womb. And that's what God is saying. Even as we're celebrating the Advent, the first coming of Christ, getting ready for the second coming of Christ, God is saying you're going to conceive in your spiritual womb. Some of you are about to give birth, my God, in the 9 months from here, because you're about to conceive in this season in your womb. So between now and September, you're going to conceive something, my God, of the Holy Ghost, my God. He says the power of God is going to come upon you through the power of the Holy Ghost, my God. That's why we have to spend time with God. That's why we have to cultivate our relationship with Jesus Christ. That's why we have to allow the Holy Spirit to come upon us, to rise up within us, to be with us, amen, so that we can conceive. We need to get pregnant with purpose, my God. We need to get pregnant with power. We need to get pregnant, hallelujah, and begin to manifest God's glory in the earth realm so that we can birth out some things through the supernatural. My God, my God, my God. We need to birth out some things through the supernatural realm. And God says this is the season of miraculous conception. My God, hallelujah. Well, you're going to be pregnant, impregnated by the Holy Ghost, my God, in your spirit realm, in your spiritual womb, to give birth in the spirit realm, my God, hallelujah. And it's going to be great, this thing that God impregnates with you, this thing that God births through you, this thing that God begins to do in your family. And God says it's going to be great. It might not even be something. It might not even be something natural, but it might be something supernatural, like a breakthrough that you need to take place in your house, a breakthrough that you need to take place in your family, a breakthrough that you need to take place with your kids, a breakthrough that you need to take place in your body, a breakthrough that you need to take place in your health. This is the time for supernatural, miraculous breakthrough. My God, hallelujah. So we got to prepare ourselves for the birthing of the miraculous, my God. Hallelujah. And God said, he's gonna even let you know what to call it. God's gonna give you a sign. He said, we're gonna call it Jesus. They said, you're gonna give birth to a son. He was specific. God is gonna be very specific in this season as to what he's gonna do in your life. The angel told Mary, you're getting ready to bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. Jesus, which means Jehovah saves. Amen. Hallelujah. So Jehovah saves. So he's just going to be specific. It's going to be named specifically, and it's coming for a specific purpose, my God. So you have to get ready and prepare yourself, and it's going to be a great thing. Hallelujah. What's going to happen in your life? And they said that Jesus was going to come, and he's going to reign over the house of Jacob forever. He's going to sit on the throne of his father David. Jesus was prophecy fulfilled. Come on, somebody. Jesus is prophecy fulfilled. His birth was prophecy fulfilled. And that's what God is saying. Prophecy is getting ready to be fulfilled in your life. Some of you have been waiting. You've heard the prophet. You heard the prophetic declaration over your life. And you say, God, when are you going to do it? And God says, this is the season for prophetic fulfillment. This is the season that prophecy is getting ready to be filled in your life, fulfilled in your life. And Mary gave a but. She said, but God, I don't know how this is going to happen because I never knew a man. And some of you have got a but. Your but is in the way, my God. You're saying, but God, I've been waiting. But God, it seems impossible. But God, I don't know how you're going to do it. And the angel answered that too. He said, don't worry about it. He says, I'm going to give you some clues. I'm going to put you around some people that are having miracles take place in their lives. I'm going to put you around some people that are having breakthrough take place in their lives. I'm going to put you around some people that have been barren, that have been waiting for me, and I'm going to send you around some people as a clue, as a sign of the breakthrough that's getting ready to happen in your life. He says, go find Elizabeth. She's 6 months pregnant. She's old and she's been barren. My God. But he says, because with God, listen, hear this. This is what God wants us to hear on tonight. For with God, nothing shall be impossible.
Amen.
With God, nothing shall be impossible. I'm going to say it one more time. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, for with God, nothing shall be impossible. And God says, I just need you to have one response. I don't need you to give me no more arguments, no more excuses, no more reasons why it cannot happen. I don't need you to come asking me to give you no more proof. Don't throw out the fleece. Do like Mary did. And what Mary did, she said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel was finished. He was like, well, I did my job. The angel departed from her. Amen. So that's what you and I have to do during the season of miraculous breakthrough, the season of miraculous birthing, miraculous impartation, miraculous spiritual impregnation. What we got to do is we got to open our mouths and say, behold, your servant, O God, be it unto me according to thy word, because God's word will not come back void. The angel departed, and Mary got pregnant, and she went over, she saw Elizabeth. Elizabeth was pregnant. Impossibilities came forth. My God, Jesus was born. John was born as a forerunner of Christ. Jesus, the Christ, the Savior, was born. Amen. And the rest is history. Amen. Hallelujah. And that's why we rejoice, because Jesus was born, and he set in motion the wheels for prophetic fulfillment, the wheels for the miraculous, my God, to take place, wheels for miraculous birthings, my God, is all through Christ. Our sins have been forgiven, put into the sea of forgetfulness. We're in relationship with God, divine relationship with God the Father, because Jesus, he filled the breach, my God, that had been created by our sin and our rebellion and our unbelief. So we thank God child for Jesus today. Amen. So hallelujah. Christ the Savior was born. Amen. Hallelujah. And God says, I'm still birthing in the miraculous. I'm still birthing. Amen. So we're going to go into prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to go into our time of prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Father, we thank you mightily for your word on tonight. We thank you in the name of Jesus for the manifestation of miracles, just like in the day of Mary, where her cousin Elizabeth experienced a miracle.
Yes.
Father God, you said our fruit will remain. We said if we only believe, we shall see, hallelujah,
yes,
what we say.
Yes.
So, Lord, according to your word, we begin to speak those things that be not as though they are.
Yes.
So we thank you for, hallelujah, the seed of harvest that you have planted in us through the prophetic word on tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we thank you for the manifestation of the miracle.
Yes,
we thank you for producing the fruit. We thank you for, hallelujah, the process of it becoming a reality. Father God, there's so many who are discouraged because they don't see the manifestation of your word, but there are many of us who have experienced and who have seen, who have partaken, Lord, and who have eaten of the miracle-working God. You are God all by yourself, and we thank you for this season. We thank you for the Christmas season. We thank you for the birth of Jesus Christ. We thank you for the Messiah, which came to die for our sins. We thank you for the atonement and the reconciliation power of God back to himself. Lord, in the name of Jesus, you said in your word that you'll remember our transgressions no more. You said in your word, if we pray, you'll remove the iniquity. You said in your word, in the name of Jesus, you will throw it in the sea of forgetfulness.
Yes.
So, Lord, in our sinful state, when we messed up, when we missed it, we thank you for prayer. The prayer to say, Lord, forgive us.
Yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We call out to you tonight. We cry out to you tonight. We're travailing tonight. We're interceding tonight. We are praying tonight. We are, Father God, coming before the throne of grace with our petitions, with our supplications, with our needs, with our desires, with our wants, with our, in the name of Jesus, problems and troubles, with our dilemmas, because we know that you're answering God. Your word says, ask and it will be given us. Seek and we will find. Knock, and the door will be made open. So we're going to open up our mouths and ask him through prayer as humbly as we can. Touch our children who have gone astray. Bless our marriages tonight. In the name of Jesus, stir up the flame. Glory be to God. Move, Lord, in the marketplace. We thank you for the manifestation, increasing our salaries, increasing our income, increasing our assets, increasing our investments, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you, hallelujah, that the drought is over. We thank you tonight, and we decree and declare that the famine is over. We decree and declare that the cycle is over. No more wandering in the wilderness. No more going around in circles. No more, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, being frustrated in faith. But Lord, we thank you that we have been declared more than conquerors. So I pray right now against that spirit of discouragement. I bind up tonight that spirit of frustration. We bind up the spirit of fear and worry, Lord, in the name of Jesus. When the symptoms come back, the symptoms of sickness, when they reappear, you've got to believe God. When the signs and the things try to rise up and revisit our lives, we got to remember the word of God, which watches over our life. Psalm 91, nothing will come near your dwelling.
Yes.
Psalm 91,
yes,
I will satisfy you with long life. Psalm 91, they that dwelleth in a secret place of the Most High God shall abide under the shelter of the Almighty. You and I, I'm feeling the Holy Ghost, Pastor, tonight. We're protected. People have fear of what's going to happen January the 20th. We're protected. People having fear of what's going to happen over the next 4 years. We are covered. People are on edge and have anxiety, but the devil is a liar. God has not given us that spirit of fear, but one of love. What kind of Oshata? What a power and what of a sound mind. Pastor Rebecca preached the mighty word on Sunday. The presence of God, the power of God, the promises of God. And this is why we got to pray. We got to pray because we need to know that the presence of God are yea and amen for our lives. He said, never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you. We got to realize we're not in this alone. We got to realize that when we pray, he's the advocate. We got to realize that we have an heir.
Yeah.
We have to realize he's our co-pilot.
Yeah.
He's our partner. He, in the name of Jesus, is in covenant with us.
Yeah.
We got to believe the word of God tonight.
Yeah.
I know it's been particular warfare. I know it's been increased dilemmas. I know that the wicked is rising up. I know that the fiery trials are coming at you and the arrows are coming. I know, but the word declares, glory be to God. Count it all joy, it says, when you're facing fiery trials. Count it all joy because it's working out patience. It's working out persistence. It's working out the process. So, Lord, we pray right now. While you're purging, while you're pruning, while you're preparing us for greatness, Lord, help us to wait on the Lord and to be of good courage.
Yes.
And again, I say wait.
Yes.
Lord, help us to be long-suffering tonight. I feel the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
Help us, Lord. It's the fruit of the Spirit, Pastor.
Mm-hmm.
Long-suffering
yes.
is the fruit of the Spirit.
Yeah, yeah.
And it grieves the Holy Spirit when Christians back up, when Christians abandon their posts, when believers begin to back up in the natural and in the spirit realm because we're suffering. But it said those of us in Christ will suffer much persecution. It came not to destroy you, but to make you stronger. It came not to kill you, but to make you wiser. It came not to annihilate you, but to increase the anointing. So, God, we thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
That your plans and your ways are higher than our ways. Your thoughts and your ways are higher than our ways. So, Lord, help us to remain steadfast, unshakable, unmovable. Help us, Lord, to be planted like that tree in Psalm 1, that whatever we touch, it will prosper. Help us, in the mighty name of Jesus, to declare your word. It is finished. It is written according to the word. Help us to be like Christ, who said, greater works than he did, we will do. So, Lord, we thank you that signs, wonders, and miracles, I feel, oh, glory. I feel the power of God. He gave me a miracle. There are many people on this prayer line.
Hallelujah.
Yes, he healed Pastor Anthony of cancer.
Hallelujah.
That disease, that terminal illness is no longer in my body. The spirit of the living God annihilated it. The spirit of Jesus Christ destroyed it. The power of the Holy Ghost got rid of it. And I know I'm not by myself. There's another testimony on the line of the goodness of Jesus. There's another praise report on the line of the loving kindness of the Messiah. There's another in the name of Jesus story on the prayer line tonight. Hallelujah. Even this year, 2016, before we cross over, you ought to give God praise. You fell asleep at the steering wheel, but you're still here. You may have got evicted, but you're still here. You may have been unemployed a long time this year, but you're still here. Things may be falling apart. Things may be in lack. The spirit of the devil and the Antichrist and his demon force may be coming against you. But if God be for you, Pastor, you can tell I'm on fire tonight.
Amen, amen.
Because this is the response God wants for us.
Yes, yes.
We can't go by what we see.
Yes.
We got to go by what he said.
Amen.
You're not the only one in lack. We're not the only one going through. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
We're fired up tonight.
Yes.
It ain't got to be correct. We ain't got to do everything the right way all the time. We just got to believe God.
Yes.
And stay on fire with the word of God. So, Lord, I thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
I thank you that I'm not perfect.
Yes, God.
I thank you that I make mistakes.
Hallelujah.
I thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus,
hallelujah,
that none of us have arrived.
Yes, God.
But we're trying.
Thank you.
We're striving.
Yes.
We're pressing.
Thank you, Jesus.
We're pushing. We're determined tonight. So, Lord, we thank you. And we bind any spirit up that's trying to make us feel inadequate, trying to make us feel inferior, trying to make us feel less than. We bind that spirit up tonight, and we say, Lord, have your way in the mighty name of Jesus. We're going to keep praying, and we're going to keep believing God in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Pastor, you are on fire. Amen. To God be the glory. Father God, we just thank you for Pastor Anthony, Lord. We thank you for your hand on his life, God. We thank you, Lord, for his faithfulness, God, to your, this ministry, to this prayer line, to the church, to New Creation Christian Ministries Church, God, and his family, oh, Lord. You've given him an awesome responsibility, God, and he is truly a man of God. So, Lord, we just pray for him that even as he's out there on the road, Father God, running in from FedEx, Father God, working all day, delivering all those packages, hundreds of packages, Lord, we just, Father God, we pray his strength. We pray for his strength to be renewed in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we just thank you, Father God, for his faithfulness. Continue to restore him. Continue to use him mightily. He's a mighty man of God, a mighty man of valor. Continue to use him mightily, God, even as we continue to do what you called us to do. Like he said, we are not perfect, but we are being perfected through your power, through your Holy Ghost, through your through faith in you, oh God. So, Lord, we lean on you, God, not the flesh, not flesh, but we lean on you, God, because we know you are the perfect one, and we love you, and we praise you, and we bless your name. And so bless my husband, God. Touch him, oh God. Restore him, renew him, regenerate him. Give him the strength, even to go through this time of prayer, oh God.
Yeah.
And I thank you for him. I thank you for him being my husband, for being the father of my children, God. I thank you for him being the pastor, my pastor, and the pastor of our congregation, God.
Yes.
Lord, we thank you because he's a fearless leader, and we praise you for him. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank God for Pastor Anthony. Honey, I thank God for you. I thank God for you.
Hello?
Area code 678. God bless you.
Oh, she's gone. Okay, let's try this again.
Hello?
Area code 919. God bless you.
God bless you guys. How are you?
Good, good. Could you hear me before?
I can hear you praying, and then you cut off. You was talking to your husband, saying to him that you appreciated him, and that was the last thing I heard.
Okay, I must have hit a button over here. Amen. Amen. Okay, God bless you. Who are we speaking to?
This is Nichelle.
Oh, God bless you. Good to hear from you tonight. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Amen. Amen. You have a prayer request?
Yes, I would like prayer for myself and my son, please.
Amen. Your son's name is Josh, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, we praise your name. Lord, we worship you and we magnify your name on today. Lord, you are worthy to be praised. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. Lord, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. You are the great I am. You are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. And Lord, we love you on tonight and we bless your name. We thank you for the presence and the power of your precious Holy Spirit. Oh God, we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for you being with us, oh God, in us and upon us, even as we come to this time of prayer. I lift up your woman servant on tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, even as she has come for prayer, God, Lord, we lift her up high on tonight, God, Lord, in your precious son's name, God. Lord, we ask, Father God, that you will continue, Father God, just minister to her, oh God, hallelujah. Touch her, oh Father God. Restore her. Regenerate her, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for directing her path, Father God, in the way that she should go. Lord, we ask, Father God, that you will continue, Father God, to allow your word to be a lamp unto her feet. And even as we're in the season of miraculous impregnation, oh God, we ask, Father God, that you will continue, Father God, to impregnate her with your divine purpose, God. You know the plans that you have for her, oh God, plans to prosper her and not to harm her, plans to give her a hope and a future. Yes. So, Lord, right now, Father God, we pray over her purpose, God. We pray, Father God, over her divine assignment in the earth realm, God. We pray for clarity, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you, even during this time, Father God, as we go into a new season, oh God, that you will give her clarity, oh God, in her personal life, that you will give her clarity, oh God, in her professional life, that you will give her clarity in her ministry, that you will give her clarity with relationships, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Just give her clarity, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, there's so much that she has before you, Lord. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. So much that she has before you, and I bind up every spirit of confusion, God. You have not given her a spirit of confusion, God, but one of love, power, and a sound mind. So, Father God, for all those who have been coming, Father God, with words and Father God, actions that are contrary to your will and your design and your purpose for her life, we bind it up in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we loose, Father God, her to go into destiny, oh God, in the name of Jesus. No more her being sidetracked. No more, hallelujah, hallelujah, wondering what to do next, God. But Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you are giving her divine direction for destiny. My God, God says he's giving you divine direction for destiny in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. There's clarity, there's an infilling that I see taking place in your life where God has given you a fresh infilling. My God, it's almost like God has brought you back to the well with the woman at the well, where God is saying that out of your belly shall flow rivers of living waters. Rivers of living waters shall flow forth from your belly. God's giving you power in your belly. Prophetess Michelle, God says, I'm giving you power in your belly, and it's out of your belly that the power shall come forth. Power shall come forth. That's why God is refreshing you. And he's saying, drink deeply. This is a season of infilling for you. This is a season of refilling for you. This is a season of refreshing for you. And God is saying that times of refreshing shall be found in my presence. God is saying, I need you to seek my face like never before. This is a time for a revival for you. My God, hallelujah. God says, I need need you to seek my face like never before, because there's a fresh, oh my God, hallelujah, overtaking, overshadowing, like even like Mary, where the angel said, you're blessed and holy, highly favored of the Lord, and the Holy Ghost is going to come upon you, and he's going to come over you, he's going to overshadow you, the Holy Ghost is going to overshadow you in this season, hallelujah, and more power, God says more power, you've been asking me for more power, you've been asking me for signs, wonders, you've been asking me to show you the miraculous, and God says, I need you to be in my presence, seek my face, eat my word, pray, fast, like never before, even as we go into this new year, God says, I'm calling you into a fast, I don't know, God's been speaking to you about a fast, fasting and praying, turning down your plate and just going before him and laying down before him, laying prostrate before him. So, Lord, we just thank you for this woman of God and what you're about to do in her life. God says, behold, I do a new thing, new things. I see new things. God says, I'm doing new things in your life, not just in the spiritual realm, but in the natural. Get ready for some new things to be coming to you in this new season. Hallelujah. New relationships in this new season. Hallelujah. I just see a new season, new birthings, new manifestation, new harvest. There will even be a new harvest coming to you in this season. And Lord, I just thank you for the harvest, my God, that's getting ready to come in her life. A replenishment. There's some things that have gone empty, gone dry, barren, almost a barren season. You've been in a barren season, and God says, I'm replenishing you. I'm replenishing the well, my God, hallelujah, the natural as well as the spiritual, this replenishment coming to your house in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I thank you for her son. We thank you for Josh, oh God, oh my God. We thank you for what you're doing in his life, God, even as he comes into another season in his life, my God, as he comes into another season, as he comes into another season from being a boy to going into a young teenage years, even as he comes into another season of the teenage years, God, we pray over his life, God, that you will do a new thing. We put a hedge of protection around him, God. We cover him, Father God, with the blood of Jesus. We come against anything that's trying to come against him, my God, in the name of Jesus. And we put that hedge of protection around that you will protect what you have put on the inside of him, God. Glory, hallelujah. God says Josh is going to enjoy his childhood, my God. He's not going to move too fast. He's going to enjoy his childhood. Their new friends, even newness is coming to him. New friends are coming to him, hallelujah. New beginnings. I see new beginnings for Josh. Hallelujah. I see new insight where God is opening up his eyes, where there's a new discernment coming to him, or where he's going to even be able to have a greater discernment in his studies. Elevation, new elevation is coming. So, Lord, we just thank you for Josh and what you're doing in his life. Lord, we pray over his life, over your word for his life, God, that you will complete the work that you have begun in him. Hallelujah. And God says, I'm faithful to complete the work that I have begun in your life, Prophetess Michelle, and in the life of your seed. He says, not only are you blessed, but your son is blessed. So, Lord, I thank you for Josh, God. Regulate his mind, God. Keep him balanced. Keep him on track. Oh, separate any ungodly attachment that has tried to attach itself to him. Keep him focused, God, even as he goes for the second half of the school year, oh God. Lord, we pray, Father God, supernatural ability over his life, supernatural insight over his his life, supernatural accomplishment over his life, God. Well, that he shall exceed, oh God, in his studies, oh God. That he shall stay focused, oh God, and even stay away from the wrong crowd, my God, in the name of Jesus, the wrong influences. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for Prophetess Nichelle and for her son Joshua, God. Continue the work that you've begun in their lives. Lord, you are faithful and you will do it. And it is so. And it shall come to pass. And Lord, I pray for companionship over her life, God, in the name of Jesus, that you will only send the right people in her life, oh God, the right person, oh God, that you have ordained for her, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I pray over her relationships, oh God, in Jesus' mighty name, that they are ordained relationships, that God has ordained, my God, ordained relationships shall manifest in this new season. So Lord, we just thank you for ordained relationships that will manifest in this new season in her life. So we thank you for the new coming to fruition. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, send the money that she needs, oh God. Send the money. Hallelujah. Send the manifestation. Hallelujah. Of the money that she needs, oh God, to continue to do what you called her to do. To continue to, God says, I'm Jehovah Jireh. I am your provider. I shall provide for every need. My God, so Lord, we just thank you for providing for every need. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah. We thank you, we praise you. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. And even as I was finishing the prayer, as we move on to the next caller, even as I was finishing the prayer, I saw a door opening. I saw a door opening and a door closing. I saw doors. Even as I was closing the prayer, so I didn't want to end, hang up without telling you about those doors, because I believe they mean something, that God is closing. I saw a door opening. That's the first thing I saw, and then I saw a door shut. I saw it closing. It slammed shut. So I just thank you, Lord, for closing the open door and the closed door. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So I pray your strength in the Lord, my sister. Amen. I pray your, we pray your strength in the Lord. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Amen. You're welcome. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to take our next caller. This is the season for prophetic breakthrough, prophetic manifestation. God is moving, and he's moving mightily. We're going to get to every caller. We're going to get to every caller. Just stay with us. We had gone to this caller before, and she dropped off, so I wanted to get back to this caller. Area code 678. God bless you.
Oh, come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel, that mourns in lonely exile here. Until the Son of God appears, rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. O come, thy rod of Jesse free, thine own from Satan's tyranny, from depths of hell thy people save, and give them victory over the grave. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel.
Thank you. Pastor Rebecca, I want to tell you, when you were praying earlier, I was walking through my house and I was rebuking the devil, and I know that nothing that is formed against anyone that lives here with me or that I know, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. I want to thank God because he has been so, so good to me, not only this year, but all my life. He has loved me like he loves his he loves his children, and he loves his people. And all we need to do is come together and have faith and believe. I want to say a prayer. Oh, first of all, I want to also say that my son is supposed to pick up a new car on Friday. So I'm very happy and thank the Lord for it. Thank you, Jesus. And my son is grateful for it, too. So thank you, because it's been about 3 or 4 months that I've been waking up at 6 o'clock in the morning to take him to work. And I definitely have been praying hard on it. So thank you, Lord, for that blessing. And I really want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas. That God bless all. But I want to pray. I want you to pray for those people overseas, everyone, but the American soldiers that we have over there. I have a lot of family members and friends that are over there. And I know that, you know, there's a lot of danger going on over there with everything that's going on. So I just want to pray for peace for them, and just that they're able to come home to be with their family. So I want to pray for those people. I want you to pray for them, Pastor Rebecca. And I just want to thank you so much, and I want to thank Pastor Anthony. You guys have really, really, really just changed my way of praising God, of believing in him. And like I always keep telling Pastor Rebecca, I have come a long way, and you know I have. And I have you guys to thank for it, because you have opened my eyes, have taught me how to have faith in God and believe. And that's all we need, is to have faith in God and believe, because no matter what, how he's going to do it, when he's going to do it, he's going to do it. You are going to have your victory. We just have to be patient and believe and have faith that everything is going to pass. So thank you, everybody. Have a good night, and everyone, enjoy your holidays. Have a Merry Christmas, and be safe out there. Thank you, Pastor Rebecca. I love you so much, and God bless you.
Amen. God be the glory. We thank God for that.
Yeah.
And you said something so significant, even as you said, Pastor was praying. You were praying in your house.
Yes.
And we got to recognize that the spiritual is so real, just like we're here on this line. And as you said, touching and agreeing with this added power, the Bible says one can send 1,000, two, 10,000 to flight. And even as they were interceding in the upper room, heaven invaded earth. And as you bound up and bind things in your own home, we recognize the power of unity, the power, amen, of being on one accord. And that's what prayer, intercessory prayer, is all about. So we are going to pray for those deployed, those who are away from their families during this holiday season. Three of my brothers were in the military, and it's not easy. So I totally understand the heart of those men who and women who serve. Pastor Rebecca also has a large part, a significant part of her family who served in the military. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for those deployed, those who are keeping our borders safe, those, Father God, who are in the military forces, Lord, of the United States of America, who may be away from their families, who, Father God, may be during a holiday season, feeling a little down in their spirit, Lord, being so far away from home. So right now, we speak encouragement. We speak, Father God, encouragement and joy into the atmosphere in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Encourage the heart of our soldiers, Lord. We thank you in the name of Jesus, even as they experience entertainment in some form or fashion, Lord, that the Christmas spirit would come where they are, that the spirit of Jesus Christ would, through the pastor, through the preacher, through the chaplain, Lord, to whoever's going to minister and pray. We thank you that the spirit of the living God will stir up the soldiers, and they'll be reminded of why we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. Be reminded, Lord, that unto us a Savior is born and a child has been given. So, Lord, we pray for our military. We pray for our leadership, even the incoming president, Lord, President-elect Trump. We pray, hallelujah, for the future commander-in-chief over our military. We pray, Lord, for all those in the armed forces in the mighty name of Jesus, even those present with family right now. Keep them safe, Lord. We thank you in the name of Jesus for no more casualties, no more, Father God, lies being lost through terrorism, that terroristic spirit invaded the earth realm. In messages, suicide bombers. We bind all that mess up tonight in the name of Jesus. Say, Lord, protect us. Hallelujah. Protect the soldiers who, Father God, who enlisted to protect and serve in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for your son there. The blessing of the card, the blessing of this manifested miracle. He's about to drive off the lot. We thank you for this mother and this son, Lord, that you'll continue to meet every need. Thank you for allowing her.
Thank you.
Don't have to wake up in the morning anymore, that you made a way where there was no way for him to have
chase.
For him to have his own car, for him to have a way to get to work in the name of Jesus. Lord, you are blessing.
So Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
So you'll make her ruler over much. So, Lord, continue to let her be faithful. And let her son see what happened if you serve the Lord and if you trust God. Let him see, Lord, in the name of Jesus, through his mom. When you serve
Lord,
a faithful God, he'll be faithful back to you. Let him see, Lord.
Thank you.
Stand still to see the salvation of the Lord, that it will happen. So we pray for her son.
Thank you.
That he'll have a closer walk with you.
Yes,
we pray for his mind.
Yes, thank you.
His generation. That Herod spirit is still out there, but he's protected in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
With the blood of Jesus. And we shield him right now from any hurt, harm, and danger in the mighty name of Jesus.
Mighty name of Jesus.
Bless him. Give him the ideal job. Give him a good career. Let him love what he's doing and let him make money doing it in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, continue to let him enjoy his young life and show him the way.
Thank you, Lord.
In his life. Whatever you need to do, God, make
Jesus.
It happen.
Thank you. Yes,
in
Lord.
Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank
God.
Jesus.
You know, I thought about, even as I was praying, I thought about my mom, who was such a strong woman, and you and Prophetess Michelle raising these young boys. It's amazing what we see in our mothers, that strength that we see. And I can tell you, it kept me, and it made me a strong man. So I thank God for your son, Prophetess Michelle and Whitaker Josh, and all the mothers who are raising young men. We thank God for you. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Anthony. You stay blessed. Be safe. And thank you, Pastor Rebecca. I love you both. Thank you. God bless you.
Amen. We love you, too, and we're celebrating with you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to everyone on this line. Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Amen. Praise God. And I got to say this. I'm going to let you go, but I don't know. I was sitting here, and God, as Pastor was praying for you, I saw a raven. I saw God show me birds coming to your house, birds. And I was thinking, was that birds, like, because of praise? And he said, no, it's a raven of provision, how he sent the raven to the house. To take care of the prophet, how he said the way raven with provision, and that's what I'm seeing, ravens of provision. He didn't give me clarity, but it's like ravens of provision are coming to your house, birds of provision are coming to your house. So
thank
I don't know
you,
what that
you.
Means, but I wanted to release that. God
oh,
sent
Lord,
the provision.
Thank you. I receive that. I receive it in Jesus' name, Lord. Thank you.
For every dry season, going to provide. God says, I want to provide. Just let her know I'm sending birds of provision to her house.
Thank
so,
you.
So,
thank you.
I want to release that to you. God bless
Hallelujah,
you. So, Lord, we
Jesus.
Thank you for
thank
the ravens of provision. We thank you for what you're sending to her house. You know, I think of birds. I think of things flying through the air. I think of airplanes that even carry mail. I don't know what's coming
Jesus.
In the mail.
Thank you.
My
thank
God.
You, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, I'm just going to say
thank
it like
you.
I'm seeing it. Hallelujah. So, Lord, I don't know, but I think I see things coming in the mail. I see checks coming
oh,
in the
Jesus.
Mail.
Thank
I see
you,
God
Lord. Thank you.
Position to your house. Amen. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for what you're sending
yes,
to
Jesus,
our sisters.
Thank
we thank you for the praise report.
Thank you,
that you have to come
Lord.
Back to this life.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Jesus
hallelujah.
Name.
God bless you.
Hallelujah.
God
bless
you. Amen.
Thank
God bless you.
So
amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Merry Christmas.
Merry.
Wow. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're going to take another caller, 832.
Area code 832. God bless you.
God bless you. Hello, prophets and pastors. Thank you. This is Elaine. I was calling for prayer regarding a business and finances.
Okay. Your name is Elaine?
Yes.
To God be the glory.
Amen.
Okay, we're going to pray
amen.
For that. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, hallelujah. According to your word, you saying you became poor that we might be made rich. So, Lord, we thank you in the name of Jesus that you are Jehovah Jireh.
Yes.
You are the Lord our yes. provider. So, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for every manifested blessing. In the mighty
yes,
name
God.
Of
thank
Jesus,
you, Lord.
We thank you. The eyes have not seen.
Yes.
The ears have not even heard. It hasn't penetrated the heart, the things that you have prepared for her because she loves you. They that trust in the Lord shall renew their strength. And we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that she is not leaning on her own understanding. But acknowledge you in all of her ways, and you will direct her path.
Yes,
you'll show her where the money is. You'll show her where the provision is. You'll show her in the name of Jesus where the resource is. So we thank you for clarity. We thank you for discernment.
Thank you,
we praise you for greater wisdom
yes,
tonight in the name of Jesus. Lord, she have not because she acts not, and she's asking for prayer tonight for provision.
Thank
we
you,
thank
Jesus.
You for money. We thank you, Lord,
thank you, Lord.
For her livelihood being taken care of. We thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. You came that we might have life and have it more abundantly.
Yes, God.
So God, we pray right now that you'll do exceeding abundantly above all that she could ever think, ask, or imagine. So we speak right now blessings. We speak right now fruit that will remain.
Yes,
we speak right now overflow in
yes,
every area of
yes,
life.
Lord.
We speak
yes,
right now abundance
my
coming
God.
Into her storehouse. We speak
yes,
right
Lord.
Now in the name of Jesus, increase in her income. We speak right now, hallelujah, the career and the job of choice. The dream job, Lord, the dream career. We know that you can manifest it. We know that we trust the God that give us the desires of our heart. So I thank you, Lord, that the joy of the Lord is her strength. And with that joy, you say you'll give her the desires of her heart as she delight herself in you. So I thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that the mortgage is already paid. The rent is already paid. The car note is already paid. Every bill, every utility, every Father God need is already met according to your word. Seeking first the kingdom of God,
God.
And his righteousness.
Please.
And you said everything that she needs will be added unto her. So as she came faithfully to this prayer line, we've seen miracles. We've seen debt cancellation. We've seen resources given supernaturally. And Lord, you're no respecter of persons. So as you have done it for others, do it for Elaine in the name of Jesus. So I thank you, Lord, as you have heard her private prayer. Make it a public witness of your goodness. Give her a testimony, Lord, that will blow her mind.
Yes,
leave her speechless, Lord, over the goodness of Jesus. Thank you that your mercy and your grace is sufficient in this season in her life. So we pray, Lord, and we bind up discouragement. We bind up the spirit, Lord, that's trying to get her to doubt. We bind up anything, Lord, that's trying to get her to waver from what she know you will do in the name of Jesus. When the enemy comes in like a flood, you raise up a standard. So no weapon against her will prosper. But, Lord, prosperity is in her hand.
My God.
So we call her blessed.
Jesus.
And highly favored. In Jesus' mighty name.
My God, hallelujah.
I just see goodness and mercy following you.
Yeah.
I literally see goodness and mercy following you. Stay in the house of God. Stay in the dwelling place of God. Stay in that prayer closet. I don't know if you've seen the movie Prayer, what is it called? War Room? War Room.
Yeah.
Hey, I tell you, I know you're a prayer warrior and a praying woman, but stay in that position, in that posture, and watch what God do with that faithfulness. I sense he's really going to honor your prayer, your private prayers, and it's going to be a visible public witness of his goodness, and I mean in the immediate future. Amen?
Yes, amen. Thank you.
Amen. Praise God. You know what, Elaine, as Pastor was praying for you, Pastor, as you were praying for her, I saw good success. Even as you took the phone and began to pray, I saw good success. And that's amazing that you told her to meditate on the word day and night. Let it not depart from your mouth. God says, dinner, you shall make your way prosperous and have good success. So as Pastor was praying for you, I saw God giving you good success. That everything that you touch will prosper. Take the risk. Take the risk and do the business.
Wow.
It's going to prosper as you continue to delight yourself in the Lord. There's a risk involved. And that's I hear God saying, don't lean to your own understanding.
Don't fear.
Continue to acknowledge him. God put this in your belly and it shall be birthed forth. There's a birthing forth that has to be taking place. And you've been impregnated with this. This is a purpose. It's something. It's like almost like a passion of yours that God has given you and shown you a business. And God says, be careful who you show your vision to. He says there are certain people that you're not going to be able to even trust with your vision until it's time to actually burst it out. But there's some things that God has specifically been talking to you about and about you bursting out. And God says, this is the season for you to step forth in faith and total faith and begin to manifest. This is the season of manifestation.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. So there is a risk involved, and God says, don't worry. Don't lean over to doubt, and don't lean to your own understanding. Continue to do it, the spiritual things, and you will succeed in the natural things.
Amen.
Did you hear what God says? He said, continue to do the spiritual things, and you will prosper in the natural things. But God has spoken good success over your life, and Lord, we just thank you for her business, this business that you've given her. And we thank you, Lord. Pastor already prayed that it shall prosper, hallelujah, and that she shall prosper and be in good health, even as her soul prospers, hallelujah. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. And God is even speaking to you about your health, to continue to take care of yourself. Continue, don't burn the candle at both ends. Get your rest. Hallelujah, and rest in him, even during this season, even as you work, rest. Even as you work, rest, because it's going to be very important for you to be alert for what God is bringing your way.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Well, thank you for calling us tonight, and we believe those manifested miracles are just going to pop up in your life, and the fruit will remain. Amen.
Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you, sister.
We thank God
Amen.
For her tonight. Call us again.
Amen.
We thank God for her.
Merry Christmas. Amen.
Yes.
We have one more caller.
One more caller, Pastor.
I believe so.
Okay.
Somebody else raises their hand. But right now we have one more caller. Area code 919.
919, you're on the air. God bless you.
God bless you all. I was calling in for prayer tonight.
Who are we speaking with?
This is Shaquella.
Oh, Shaquella, we thank God
Amen.
For you. Amen. To God be the glory. Lord, we thank you in the name
yes,
of Jesus.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Even during this Christmas week, in the name of Jesus, We thank you for your daughter in Zion. We thank you for this woman of God, Lord, in the name of Jesus, who is trusted in your word, who is trusted in the Holy Scriptures. We thank you for watching over your word, that you will perform it in her life. Give her strength, God, when she is weak. Give her wisdom, God, when she's at a loss. We thank you that you are the one that makes a way of escape with every situation. So, Lord, in the name of Jesus, watch over her with your word. We thank you, even as heaven and earth will pass away, your word will be here forever. So, Lord, she's trusting in your word. She's relying on the word, and she's looking to the word. So we thank you for the Holy Spirit that is on the inside of her. We thank you in the name of Jesus, God, that you would continue to give her godly wisdom. You'll continue to order her steps through your word. Let your word be a lamp unto her feet and a light unto her pathway. Hallelujah. Order the steps of the Lord. Order her steps through your word. So I thank you in the name of Jesus that, Lord, she is willing. Just like my wife read about Mary. Mary said, be it unto me according to your word. And I'm sensing that you have that same spirit. Sometimes you don't understand it. Sometimes you can't figure it out. But there's still a yes, Lord, in your spirit. And, Lord, with that attitude, I know you're going to bless her. So right now we speak blessings over her life. Right now we plead the blessings. Blood of Jesus over her family, over those she care about, over those she's praying for, over those who she loves and she's concerned about, in the name of Jesus. Lord, cover even her extended family, her relatives, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, hallelujah, that they look to her for strength. She sometimes is the light in the family. Sometimes she is the one, Lord, who is praying, and we know that she knows how to get a prayer through. So, Father God, continue to touch her. Continue to raise her up, even when she's a little down or discouraged. Continue to build her up in her faith and her most Holy Ghost ways in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I thank you that you already blessed her. I thank you, Lord, she has the ability to wait on the manifested miracles. You have given her patience. You have given her, in the name of Jesus, that ability, Lord, that many are lacking in this hour. So I thank you for her heart towards you. I thank you that she has the mind of Christ. So, Lord, continue to bless this young lady. Continue to show her who you are in the earth realm. You are God all by yourself. So I thank you, Lord, as she serves you, you'll continue to serve her. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. I see you... sometimes consecrating yourself, sanctifying yourself, sometimes just stepping away, whether it's Facebook or TV or radio or people. Sometimes you just get isolated and you need a little solitude. And God sees that more than anybody, because you're trying to get quiet because you really need to hear from God. And he loves you taking those steps. He loved the fact that you're trying to quiet the noise of life out. You're trying to stop the world just for a moment. And in those moments, keep that going, because God is going to speak to you right before bed, and when everything is shut down and when everything is quiet, God is going to speak to you so loudly, and he's going to give you clear direction on how to get even more established with your walk with him and with your life.
That's it.
And even in your circumstances.
Yes.
So that desire, you've already been doing it. I see you doing it already.
Yes.
Seeing the caller ID, the number, and not even picking up and not even entering in certain conversations. And God says, I see your effort. And with that effort, I'm going to bless you, because you're seeking me. You're trying to find me while I may be found. And God says, keep separating yourself. Keep consecrating yourself. It's not that you're becoming cold and you're becoming distant. It's not that you don't love people. But God says, in this season, I need you to be a little solitude. Sometimes solitude is a good thing. Amen?
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus.
So don't even sweat over sometimes them lonely moments and them quiet moments, because God wants you right there.
Thank you, Lord.
God be
the
Lord. We thank God for her tonight.
Amen.
In the name
God
of
bless
Jesus.
You, Jaquella. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, yeah. God bless her. Michael.
Well,
Amen.
God be the glory.
And God bless you. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We're going to take, we do have one more caller. We're going to take this caller. Area code 908. God bless you.
908.
Thanks. God bless.
God bless
you.
God bless Pastor.
Oh,
Pastor Beck and Anthony. Sister Tika, yes.
Oh, amen. We recognize the voice. God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you. You calling for prayer?
Yes, I'm calling for prayer.
Amen, amen. Father God, we praise your name. Lord, we worship you. We magnify your name. You are worthy to be praised, God. Lord, we just thank you, hallelujah, for this day that you have made, God. Rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, we thank you for your daughter, Father God. God, thank you for her life, God. Thank you, Father God, for just keeping her, Father God. Thank you for walking with her and never leaving her. You said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you, but lo, I am always with you. So, Lord, we just thank you for just being with her, Father, and letting your presence be with her and putting, laying your hands on her and touching her and filling her afresh and anew, oh God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for keeping her in her right mind, God. We thank you, hallelujah, for keeping her mind stayed on you, God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For Father
hallelujah.
God walking with you, God, and Father God, through that every
thank
single
you,
valley top experience, oh God, that you are with her, oh God, and directing her path, oh God, and showing her the way that she should go, God. We thank you and we praise you, oh God, for divine favor. Upon her life, oh God, for keeping her, oh God, and Father God, for her place of employment, God, and Lord, we thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, for the roof over her. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for the healing of her limbs, and keeping her and her health, and keeping her in perfect peace, oh God. Hallelujah, Lord, we praise you, and we bless your name, God. We ask, Father God, that you will continue to be a fence all around her, oh God. Hallelujah. Protect her, and Father God, speak the blood of Jesus over her life,
hallelujah,
oh God, and over her household, and over, Father God, her husband and her marriage, God. We plead the blood of Jesus over the family, in the name of Jesus, over her finances, oh God. And Father God, hallelujah. Father God, everything that pertains to her, we plead the blood and we bind up Satan, oh God. And Father God,
hallelujah,
everything that's trying to come against her, we rebuke it in the name of Jesus. And we declare victory and breakthrough and manifestation and miraculous,
hallelujah,
Father God, hallelujah, even blessed in her life, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, no weapon forth or family or her loved ones can prosper, God, in the name of Jesus. And every demon on assignment, God. And we thank you, Lord, that she is walking in total victory, God. That it grew up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So, Lord, we love you and we pray for her, God. Give her the desires of her heart, God. Continue to keep her in perfect peace, oh God. Let your joy continue to be her strength, God. In the name
of Jesus.
See her, God. Hallelujah. To bless her, oh God. Oh Lord, we thank you for this divine season in her life, God. Hallelujah. So Lord, we praise you and we worship you, Father God. We give fresh and filling, God, for every dry place. We pour into every right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for your healing, God.
Hey, hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for divine impartation, or even from on high, God. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for being filled, oh God.
Hallelujah.
Here we go with the dunamis power. Glory, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. 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 Halleluj asking you anyhow, God, in the name of Jesus. So Lord, we just thank you for we thank you for your hand upon our life. Continue, Father God, to put the hedge protection around her, God. Keep her in perfect peace, God. Keep her filled. Keep her overflowing. Keep her. God, so just keep my word.
Hallelujah.
Continue to eat my word. Hallelujah. Stay at my throne. Stay in prayer. Stay in the word. Stay in Bible study. Stay in my word. Keep worshiping me. Keep laying down before me. Keep praying. Keep praying to me. Breakthrough is on the horizon. Oh, glory.
Hallelujah.
Breakthrough is
Hallelujah.
Keep the glory. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we thank you for breakthrough. Spoke earlier, I saw that thing. I saw God breaking things off, just breaking things off. Hallelujah. The things are being broken off. Things are being broken. My God, strongholds are being broken.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus. Opposition in handcuffs. My God, I see every opposition to your walk with God been put in handcuffs.
Hallelujah.
God says, I'm binding up the strong man in your life. So, Lord, we just thank you for binding up the strong man, and we thank you for a supernatural release. Life. In Jesus' name. Everything that God has for you, my daughter, is for you. My God, God says, what I have for you. You don't be dismayed, don't be discouraged, don't look to the left, don't look to the right. Stay on me, and every prophetic declaration over your life shall come to pass. I'm not a man that I will pass, says the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name,
hallelujah.
And to God be the glory.
Hallelujah.
We thank God that you called tonight. And the scripture I want to read to you very, very quickly, Sister Shatika, 1 John chapter 4, 3 verses I want to highlight out of here, but read the entire chapter in your time of meditation and Bible reading. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4, it says, you are of God, little children, and have overcome them,
my God,
because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Then it goes on to say in verse 18, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear has torment. He that fear is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. And that's talking about God. Sometimes, you know, when we go through things and God just wants you to keep your love walk. Keep loving on God because he has first loved you. And sometimes, you know, fear or apprehension or anxiety tries to come in, and God says that brings torment. You keep walking in love and don't let fear anywhere near you. No fear here. That got to be your declaration. As I first read, greater is he that's in you than he that is in this world. Sometimes the enemy's tried to make you bitter, tried to make your heart bitter, trying to get you to fear or fright or be frustrated. But that scripture from 1 John 4, the greater one, remember that, is on the inside of you. And as you walk in love, there's no place for fear because fear brings torment. You will have every need met. You'll have provision. Everything that you pray for or your desires, everything that you're longing for, what you see for your future and your family, it shall come to pass. But learn to put in defeat fear. Put it in defeat every time it try to rise up and re-enter your life, because perfect love casts out all fear. Amen?
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Walk in love. We love you, and we thank God for you tonight. Thank you for calling, and God bless you.
God bless you. Love you, and Merry Christmas.
Amen.
Merry Christmas.
Love you. Amen. Praise God.
We thank God for a special young lady. God loves her, and we thank God for her. and a husband in the name of Jesus. I believe that was our final caller.
Yes, we're at the end of our hour.
And we're going to wish everybody a Merry Christmas.
We want to say Merry Christmas. For those of you who want to sow a Christmas seed, if you want to sow into the ministry, if the Lord leads you, you could go to our website at nccmonline.org. And we thank God for each and every one of you who has sown throughout the year. We thank God for your faithfulness to this ministry, to this prayer ministry, which is the arm of our church, New Creation Christian Ministries. We are located, we have services every Sunday at 1482 Maple Avenue in Hillside, New Jersey, 1482 Maple Avenue, Hillside, New Jersey, and our service starts at 12:30. Amen. We have a powerful, powerful service every Sunday. Bible study tomorrow night. Bible study tomorrow night at 7:30, same number. Bible study tomorrow night at 7:30. You can call the same numbers and join us for Bible study. Amen. Every Wednesday. And we will see you guys. We want to close out with praying for Mother May Thomas. Amen. Sister Carmen and Sister Rita. Amen. Father God, we thank you and we praise you. Hallelujah for Mother May Thomas, God. We thank you for her life, God. We ask that you will continue to keep her, God. Thank you for us for keeping her in perfect health, God. We pray for her family. We pray for Sister Carmen and Sister Rita and Sister Gail and Brother Jamar, God. Pray we cover their families, oh God. We cover their children and their grandchildren during this season, this Christmas season, God. We thank you, Lord, for Father God, just being there for them, being the ever-present help in the time of trouble, God. And Lord, bless their households. Bless Mother May Thomas, Sister Carmen, Brother Jamar, Sister Gail, Sister Rita. Bless their households, oh God, during this season, oh God. Keep them, Father God. Protect them, oh God. Give them the love and joy and laughter, Father God, in their homes, oh God. Bless their children and their grandchildren. Bless their marriages, oh God. Bless them and bless them indeed. Bless them. Keep them in perfect health. Keep them in perfect peace. Let your joy be their strength, oh God. We pray supernatural blessings over my mother and over Sister Carmen and the Andrewsons and over Sister Rita, oh God. And we just thank you over every person on this prayer line, every life on this prayer line, God. We thank you that, Lord, that no weapon formed against us can prosper, God, that we are finishing strong, that we are birthing supernatural, miraculous, Father God, birthings imparted unto us by the precious Holy Ghost, Father God, that we are prospering and being in good health, even as our souls prosper, oh God, that we are the head and not the tail, the top and not the bottom, above and never beneath, oh God, that our seed is blessed, oh God, because we are blessed, oh God. So, Lord, we thank you, and we on the prayer line for NCCM Ministries of the Church, oh God, hallelujah, and the prayer ministry, we on this prayer line, Father God, we say, let it be done unto us according to your word. Hallelujah. And we praise you and we rejoice in you and we give you the glory. We give you the honor and we give you the praise. Bless my sister Rashida. Heal her body. Touch her body, God. We bind up cancer and we declare that she is healed. That we declare that there is no weapon formed against her that can prosper. Touch Sister Kim Tonsil, Sister Kathy, Mother Shirley Tonsil, oh God. Bless them and heal them, oh God, by your stripes, they are already healed. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. Touch Jay, oh God, during this season as she goes to work, oh God. Keep her on the highways and the byways. Keep her strength. Keep her health, oh God, in Jesus' mighty name. Bring your people back to the church house, oh God, those who have been missing from New Creation Christian Ministries, Lord, every member, every family, oh God, and bring in the souls that are missing, the souls that you have already established. You set those in the house as you saw fit. So, Lord, we thank you for bringing those back and bringing those to the house that you have ordained to be there. And we bless your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Have a great
God
Christmas.
Bless you. We love you. Amen. Continue to believe God. Continue to bless God. Continue to give God the glory in everything that you do. We'll see you tomorrow on the prayer line for those who are coming. And for those who are not, we'll see you on Sunday for those who are members of the church, members of the local assembly. And then we'll see you next Tuesday for those that we missed on those occasions. God bless you. We love you. Go in peace and serve our God. Merry Christmas. Amen. Hallelujah.
This keeps me going on those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
I believe the storm will soon be over. I believe the rain will go away. Make it through it. Oh, I believe it's already done.
I want you to already see yourself out of the storm. The clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I believe my family will better. I believe God will provide. I believe the promise that He made. Oh, I believe, it's already done.
The blessing is yours. God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Zaccardi.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, He is. And I believe that I will survive.
Tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's going to do it for you.
I believe.
Hey. Somebody,
oh,
you gotta believe.
to believe.
Whoa.
You've got to believe.
You need to call somebody right now and tell them God's going to do it.
We've been made.
Oh, we're doing for it now.
Oh, Joe.
If you don't remember anything else,
I believe.
Remember this.
Your storm is over. I believe. Your rain is gone away.
Clouds have moved.
I believe you'll make it through it. Oh, I believe. Ooh, it's already done.
I'm excited about your future.